At the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg, South Africa, many world leaders are adding their voices to the call to eradicate poverty and protect the planet. They were welcomed to the meeting this morning by South African President Thabo Mbeki, who made a passionate plea for action.
The question arises as to why, as human beings, we do not act when we have the capacity to overcome problems that are not God-given, but are the creation of human society and human decisions and actions. Where there is every possibility to act to communicate a real message of hope, why is there despair?
Joining me now to talk about the summit is NPR's Richard Harris. Richard, who is addressing the summit today?
Well, presidents and prime ministers from most parts of the world will be talking here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Japan, Canada, leaders throughout Europe, and as well as heads of state from throughout Africa, Asia, the Middle East, basically most parts of the world. Heads of state here number 103 in all, and there are almost 90 more officials who are ministers or secretaries of state who are also speaking here. The United States is represented by Secretary of State Colin Powell.
As you said, Colin Powell is representing the U.S. What has been the reaction there to the fact that President Bush is not?
Well, the United States has been criticized, both by activists and news opinion writers and other diplomats here in the halls. It is true, though, that there are no legally binding documents to be signed here. So the heads of state have primarily a symbolic role. They're giving these five-minute speeches. They're participating in roundtable discussions. And really, their presence is a symbol, or seen as a symbol, that they really care about what's going on around the globe. So the absence of President Bush is being called a sign that the U.S. doesn't really care about these problems.
Now, the summit is a full week into its work. What has been accomplished so far?
Well, the official product of this meeting is supposed to be two documents. One is a political statement that will be signed by the presidents and the prime ministers and the other senior officials. There's also a 70-page plan of action. They'd hoped that the plan of action would be completed by now that the high-level part of the talks have started. But in fact, there are still some outstanding issues. There are, in particular, there's disagreement about whether there should be specific targets and timetables for some items that Europeans and other people in the world are pushing for, and the United States is resisting. Those topics in particular include a question about what percentage of energy should come from renewable sources by a set date. And the U.S. position has been there are plenty of targets and timetables in these documents and in plenty of the other ones that have come before it, and we don't want to establish more. We want to push these issues forward with concrete action plans. So those are big sticking points. They will be resolved, I think, before the end of the meeting, but they're arguing over these, by the way, non-binding words in these documents.
Well, you know, the meeting has a bit to go, but how should we judge whether the summit has been a success or a failure?
Well, it will clearly be a failure if they can't reach agreements on these two documents. That failure is not very likely to happen. I think they will ultimately do one of those all-nighters, or I should say another one of those all-nighters, because they've already done a couple already to come to grips with those. But I think success is much harder to measure, because it's a lot of little things have been proposed here. A lot of networking has gone on, a lot of little ideas, and we won't really know for a decade or more when we can look back and see if a billion people still lack clean water, whether 2 billion people still lack electricity, and whether 2.4 billion people still lack proper sanitation. That will be the measure, I think.
Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Renee.
NPR's Richard Harris at the UN World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg.